the flames, everybody.
Yow.
Episode uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Seven. Welcome to episodes. Is it seven? I don't know Spanish.
Cuatro is four.
Four. Episode four.
Yes. Queen City Cinemas, as always, 10 p.m. on Monday nights. You don't got anything to do. We know your schedule.
What else are you doing?
Seriously, what else do you think they're doing?
Dude, I don't know. Monday's like Patty Murphy's karaoke night, right? So there's...
Really?
There's 12 people there.
Damn.
One's in a kilt.
Would you sing that song, the Bradley Cooper song on karaoke?
I definitely would. I think I would just start it out. Hey, are you a girl? Are you a girl or just a girl in the world? And do you have a name? Cause if your name is a name, then I'm game and you're wild. One.
I don't know the words,
but that shit is stuck in my head. And then you go, we're the sha-la-la-la-la. Anyway.
Man. Anyway. That fucking movie was awesome.
Just it was so out. Good. I don't take him seriously, and I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan, but I weeped.
You did?
You know how many drunk old singers I've met in my life? So many. None of them moved me like that.
Dude, I cry.
Yeah.
A lot. I do. I cry at fucking Tom Hanks movies. That's like the worst for me.
The one where he was in The Terminal, I didn't get.
Terminal. Oh, yeah. Was that
George Clooney?
Saving Private Ryan, crying. Forrest Gump, crying. I've seen both of those movies 1,000 fucking times, too.
Big crying.
Big cry. Yeah, dude, big time.
He could buy beer and then he couldn't.
He could get into diamonds, then he couldn't.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Happy Easter, kids.
Hey, happy Easter. We had a little message from the Easter Bunny. I hope you maybe saw that on our page. That was fun.
Yeah, he was disgruntled.
He was. And apparently pissed off at a guy named Marty.
Who was Marty?
I don't know. His agent? I don't know. Or like, either that or like his handler? I don't know. Because he, you know,
he has a bunny. He does get
a giant rabbit with... Under the Giant Syndrome.
I watched that 1,000 times, by the way.
You were the only one.
Yeah. Isn't that why we do this show?
Exactly. Do it for us. So
seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, the wife was like, hey, are you guys getting more viewers? Are you getting more listeners? I'm like, no, actually, we're going down.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah, that's the goal.
But which is fine, because if you don't get our comedy, like I said before on episode 1, 2, 3... Turn it off.
Suck a dink.
Suck a dank.
In the best, in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, no, look, yes. Please, would you put your mouth on the area where that comment would be?
Suck a friendly dick. Have a great day. We got a lot of bit on the show. A lot of bit on the show.
A lot of bit. We got a lot of bit on the show.
Update on Austin's state job lot. She didn't steal my money. I found it in the bag afterwards.
Yeah, for those of you that are just watching, last week, this is your first time. Hello, this is Two in the Flames. We're fucking weird.
Hi.
Last week, Two decided to call out somebody at the Ocean State job lot for stealing.
She
and
was sus.
Being a bad person.
The kids call it sus.
Sus.
She was fucking so sus.
And ratchet. Sus and ratchet.
Absolutely.
And you accuse this person blatantly of stealing.
I feel bad.
So what happened? Tell us the real story.
No. Let's just make it really, really short. But basically, I walk in. She sees me. She looks suspicious. First, she's at the counter. Then, she's wiping the floor. Anyway, I lost the money. Okay? But that doesn't take it back. Why was she so sus, though?
Because I know you. When you lose something, something is awry.
If I have to look back on it, I bet I was a manic fucking
thing. Oh, manic.
Where is it? And I'm wondering why she's staring at me from the parking lot weirdly. And then, by the way, probably a good example of why she ran away and acted like she was sleeping.
Because you scared the living fuck out of her. Dude, Misty Bickfit, whoever there was that was running the cashier that day, fucking Ocean State job lot. Apologies from Two in the Flames.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Fucking apologies.
You did the right thing, Gail.
You know, how was your Easter? I know you've got little ones. What
well, you know, listen, I went...
The resurrection of Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
On ABC.
On coming to Women's Network. Ah, Jesus.
All
reality
day.
Show. All Jesus, all day.
All Jesus, all day.
Hey,
except for the 3 days where he was in the tomb.
Jesus gets a manicure today on Ah, Jesus.
Hey, you went too far on my cuticle. what's that hole in your hand?
It's where I was marked by Beelzebub. Hey, so, anyway, I went to the fanciest place available for Easter.
Where's that?
You might think, you know, Blaze or something. Tanks. Or Timber.
Timber. Oh, I bet at Timber you could get
a
very nice sage turkey gravy and cutlet.
Parsley and a little bit of rhubarb on the side with some lavender salt.
Lavender salt?
No, I went to Ground Round. And,
ooh!
Yeah!
How was that?
Well, the clown came out of nowhere, dressed as a bunny, but in his normal clown outfit, just sad as fuck.
I'll give that fucking clown one of these.
Dude, if he... Jesus, he scared the bejesus from me. It was proper! On the day of the Lord, he scared the Jesus out of me. No, but we went to Ground Round, we had some ham. I did the traditional Easter dinner, of course. The turkey, pretzel, bacon, turkey sandwich and fries.
What kind of fries did you have on Easter?
Fresh cut.
Fresh cut?
Yeah.
Dude, that's great.
It's of the Lord.
But did you do anything with the kids? Like, did you hide Easter eggs? Did you give them a bunch of fucking Reese's that you later on eat at night when they're sleeping?
Well, I have a small child, a newborn, and...
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Yes, yes. I guess it's a fucking rule. We gotta get him an Easter basket.
Yeah, right? That is a rule. You have kids, exactly.
No, the baby.
Oh, the baby. Oh,
the baby.
Oh.
And by the way, a baby who, according to all my knowledge, shouldn't be around, like, you know, the nurse said, think about buying them a stuffed animal. Maybe you bought it at Walmart. You know how many kids walked up and told their parents they want that animal, and then they put it back and they were dirty? And it scared the shit out of me, so we don't put anything around our kid at all.
I'm like, oh, dude.
So long story short, I can't get him a stuffed animal for Easter. I can't get him a
covered in germs.
I can't get like him the sunglasses with the bunny on top. And
covered in germs.
Seriously. So I got him a bunch of chocolate and shit my girl would want.
Dude, that's awesome. You know? Because let's face it, unless you can turn the breast milk peep flavor, fucking kidding, then shit for fucking Easter. Am I right?
I didn't know it was warm.
Hey, this pacifier is really a blow pop. Like, I
no, no. He's got one pacifier, and then we don't trust anything else.
Exactly. Well, I personally get all fucking wound up at holidays, especially, like, traditional United States way of celebrating holidays. And
yeah.
I find it to be so fucking bullshit. And, you know, I kind of want to take this time to talk a little lore, a little holiday tradition.
Yeah, sure.
Because something's been weighing on my mind, and I just don't get it. It's like, it's a fucking joke. And it's not a funny joke. Why would our parents lie to us like this growing up? I don't fucking understand it. We are impressionable as kids, are we not? Fuck, I mean,
yes.
I wanted to smoke cigarettes at age 6 because my brother was out fixing the fucking car in the garage smoking butts, dude. You can't press on a little kid if they're going to want to do the same fucking thing, right? As long as I can remember, my mother and father would just have lied to me, basically. You know, Easter Bunny, Santa,
yeah.
Tooth Fairy,
yeah.
etc. It's like, no wonder I lied to them about drinking and smoking pot at age 15. You fucking lied to me. It's like, you don't tell me to lie, but the second I'm old enough to know better, you say, okay, kiddo, come here, let me sit down.
Here's the truth.
Here's the truth.
Here's the truth.
Here's the fucking truth. There's no such thing as Santa. You know, in the back of my mind, I thought, yeah, I know that. But it was the other shit. You know, let me get this straight. You let me sit on a stranger's lap that's dressed like a fucking weirdo, and it's the same guy that was drunk at the Blue Ox fucking last week. I seen him. I can tell by his fucking jaundiced eyes. It's like, now you're fucking putting me, you know, on this fucking guy's lap and making
yeah.
me whisper in his ear sweet nothings and fucking dreams and hopes and
yeah.
I want to be an astronaut, Santa. And this guy's like, dude, I know who you are. I've seen you in your short pants in town. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the fuck are we teaching our kids, man? What? I'll lie to you until you're old enough to know better and then, you know, it's like... If you would have told me in my right mind at age 7, sit on this creepy man's lap that stinks of booze and is in a fucking ice, glorified ice shack in downtown Millinocket, I'd fucking say no! But I wasn't old enough! I couldn't make that fucking decision, and that's a decision that needs to be
made.
They
made you excited about it. They made you excited about it.
I just fucking hate it.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm gonna urge you to go home tonight, wake
yeah.
those fucking kids up and say, hey, fucking Santa ain't real. Easter Bunny fucking real and nobody's real.
Yeah. I had a conversation with my child about not lying recently, and then right after I was like, so, that huge bunny's gonna come in our house. How's it gonna come in our house? Because Santa comes in the chimney. Well, I gave the Easter bunny a key. I mailed it to his bunny house, and then he's got a key. And here's the thing. Not only does it force you to tell a small white lie, but then you have curious kids who fucking press you about it.
Compounding lies.
So at this point, you're 40 lies deep into why the fucking Easter Bunny has a set of keys to your house and how you didn't hear him and how the eggs got everywhere.
Dude, it's fucking maddening. I just wish my parents would have been straight up. Hey, listen, Gary from the Blue Ox, your dad hangs out with everyone once in a while. He's sitting in an ice shack down the road. You want to go sit on his lap and tell you what you want for fucking Christmas? If they would have said that, I think in my mind's eye, I would have said, nah, I'm all set. Can I just see Gary next week?
Yeah, that's fucking, yeah. And you know what? When you really, I didn't really think about it this way. But at the end of the day, they're going to tell you that, you know, Jocelyn from the VFW is going to be the Tooth Fairy. They need to be honest with you. I get it. There's, you know, add a little bit of mystery to your kids' lives. I get that part. But yeah, the fact that there's so much, it's compound lies.
I fucking urge you. I urge you to go and shake them out of their bed tonight. Shake them awake. Shake them awake with the news.
Yeah, well, I can't do that. But I will tell you this. I'm going to tell my kid to not lie less.
Yeah, seriously. Until he knows better.
And listen, I'm only going to allow him to lie during Christmas times, Easter times.
You're right, exactly.
In times where I'm just filling his head full of fucking huge bullshit.
How about this, though? How about this? Listen, son, sit down. I gotta tell you something. Santa and Easter Bunny, they're not real. I've been lying to you. But now, you're gonna lie to your friends about it. Yeah. And every Easter and Christmas, we'll just lie and I'll buy you whatever you want.
The craziest part about that is that there's people out there who really, from the get, just don't go, well, we're not gonna fill our kids' head with that. And I think it's okay for a couple of years, but once they start, and some people are like, well, my kid knew until he was 17 that Santa was real. I think that's taken a little bit too far.
That is sad.
That's a little bit weird, right?
Sad, but it's true.
But like, you know, 9 or something, 8, you know, listen, you know, because then they find out and are bitter at you.
Right, exactly.
Then they're like, who's Uncle Gary then?
Yeah, and then later on, I'm smoking pot at the fucking, at the ski toe. 15, come home, mom's like, you smoking pot?
Nope.
You know why? Because you fucking lied to me for 7 years about fucking the Easter Bunny.
Who's the East Buns, really? Tell me. The King of Spring, who is he?
East Buns.
East Buns.
Oh, that's great.
The King of Spring.
Don't do the bunny voice. That fucking bunny voice kills me.
Welcome. My life is sorrowful and empty.
You know that
hits. I had my girl just punch me in the nuts right before.
Fucking, I hate that bunny voice so much, I love it.
The craziest part is we messed with some audio and we had to turn his voice up, but then I just matched it. So instead of doing any effect to it, I was like, all right, the Easter Bunny.
That's fucking tough.
Fill my basket.
That's home, listen, we don't need shit here. Okay. We got a goddamn iPhone duct taped to a fucking broken tripod. We got fucking
secret
empty. We got empty fucking 2-liter bottle containers holding the lamp.
Yeah.
We don't need sound effects. He is the fucking Easter Bunny, dude. Watch the show.
Welcome. All right. Weird beers fill my life full of some sort of joy, but not much.
Dude, you just said the key word, man. Weird beers.
Weird beers.
Dude, when do you want to do it?
Well,
first of all, introduce our Josh is once again on vacation. Josh,
yes.
Thank you for Queen City Cinemas here, open 12 to 12 every day.
He's got a Coachella hangover.
No way, he got a Coachella hangover.
He's gonna wash the glitter out.
Dude, he probably fucking sat there and just drank white wine spritzes to Adele the whole fucking time.
Dude, yeah. Humphreys McGee went out and fucking played a banjo for hours, which is a banjo and a Bon Jovi guitar together. A banjo.
Yeah. It's a banjo, but with the flying.
It's like, it's my life. It's my life. And I'm all in dead or alive. And then a 17-minute musical break. And then they brought a hologram of Shaq out.
Yeah. It's like, what's up, Doc? Can we rock?
Hey.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
Shaq Fu. about to go on your mother.
That was really
good. I've never done it, so yeah, first time.
Dude, I got a great idea.
Yes.
Let's see if Shaq can come on the show. We got, by the way, we're doing 10 episodes, guys.
10 episodes.
This is episode 4.
4.
We've got 6 left. Well, 6.5.
Trace.
But let's see if Shaq can come on in, because I heard that he's got a new album coming out, rap album, and I think maybe he could give us a little insight on the new album, maybe spit some...
Yes.
Dude, do you think?
I've been making too many phone calls.
Dude, listen, you want to fix it, bro.
Jerry Sandusky never, I don't even know who he is, but he didn't call us back. Kevin Spacey, who knows what he's doing?
You know
but
what?
We got some callbacks.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's touching people. Like, that, we know that. And we also know that Sandusky probably is being touched.
And for the last time, I'll say this. Louis C.K., stop making people watch you jerk off. I tried it this weekend. My girlfriend hated it. I was like, hey, how awkward is this? She just came in the bathroom randomly, and I was just like, hey, watch it. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, they call this the Louis C.K. She's like, we're done.
She got the baby in her hand.
No. She was solo. I made sure of that, because that would have been an even awkward conversation. And then I would have been like, I just looked in both their eyes and said, the Easter Bunny's not real.
Yes, the truth will fucking seek each other's out.
It's upsetting the child and the girl at the same time. But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Dude, this right here, before we move forward, Josh is gone, so yes. Mike Toll was not available tonight. He's doing extra cardio at Gold's Gym tonight. Gold's Gym.
Squash ball.
He's playing squash ball with his childhood friend, Bart.
Hey, pause for 1 second. I went to go see Mike Toll at Gold's Gym. There's a viewing area where you can watch men do squash, and one guy was just in a seat watching the court on his phone and then slightly looking up. I don't know if he was a coach or a voyeur of squash. Is it squash?
Racket.
Wall ball?
Racket.
Whatever the fuck it is.
You know what they do?
Rich
fucking people. Old men. They gamble. I got it.
He was on fucking...
He's scouting.
He was on... Yeah, definitely. Wow. He's on a betting app going...
Yeah.
You know what? Gary's got it today. Gary looks in shape.
This topspin is fucking vicious.
Okay, so who's our guest?
Our guest tonight is... No, I want you to introduce him. I love Boss. I know him well, but
I've
I don't
known
know
the man.
Issue.
I've known the man for so many years. In fact, he's a... at one point, I was an aspiring rapper. Gave that up. The money's not in it. If there's anybody trying to become a rapper watching this, the money's not in it. Unless you're really good. I wasn't. But somebody who is good, his name is Boss, B-O-S-S-S. And add an extra S. I'm from the town of Herman, Maine, and he hails from there as well. And when I was in high school, I was like,
go Hawks!
He hails from Herman as well, and we're very happy. He's actually, they call him Boss, and I think he is one of two bosses here at Queen City. So we really
he's always him. Here. He's great too. Great bartender.
Amazing,
listen,
dude.
He will talk to you literally about anything.
Yeah.
And because he knows a little
do
bit.
Do us a favor, if you ever come into Queen City Cinema Club, ask him to describe some Game of Thrones for you. It's ludicrous and hilarious.
Ludicrous speed!
He makes me not want to watch. I've never seen it, but I definitely...
Hordor! Hordor!
Hordor!
The bastard must defend the wall.
The seat with the swords on it.
The bastard must defend the wall for all bastards.
Dragon in the winter. I don't. I only know the basics.
The winter dragon is coming.
The winter dragon has came.
The winter dragon will pick you up and bring you home by 11.
Peter Dinklage!
I love it. Listen, I'll let the cat out of the hat. I've seen 2 fucking episodes of Game of Thrones, or 3 or whatever. And
I shut it down. We're done.
Well, I just started watching it because I couldn't fucking stand everybody being like, dude, Hordor is going to fight the mountain, or he'll fight the ghetto wolf, or whatever.
The ghetto wolf!
And
hey, man! The fucking ghetto wolf, man!
Well, dude, I got sick and tired of it. I gotta see what it is. Peter Dinklage, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah,
first episode, he's in the bed with 5 whores. So I'm like,
no way!
This is good.
Yeah, strangely. Alright!
This is awesome!
Yeah, okay, and I've heard this. It might just be a rumor. How many Dinklages did you see that episode?
Dinklages?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen a dink yet. No, I've seen one dink. I've seen a dink. Seen a lot of boobs, a lot of butt, a lot of just raw carnage sex.
Yeah.
And what I really like about it, though, is the fact that there is the sex all through it.
If I wanted to watch just sex, I'd put on the old VHS tape of 9.5 weeks my mom gave me when I was young. Kim Basinger. I don't know if she's in it. But, hey, you know what? I'm thirsty. I know you're
sick. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. So let's call Boss in with the magical weird beer buzzer. Weird beers. Weird beers. Well, hold on. When I hit it, the music will play, won't it?
Sure.
Wait, hold on. This button isn't working.
Hit that button.
Want me to hit it?
Yeah.
I am hitting it.
All right. Hit that button, buddy.
Beer.
I can't remember how much I
here he comes. Oh, he's got a port in the glasses. Ooh, look at this chalice. You big fella. Here, boss. I'm gonna move this up. We never got this far into the song. Dude, this beer song is badass! What do you think, boss?
I can't get take credit for this. I ripped it from the internet. I didn't come up with it originally, but, you know, whatever. It's still a great song.
Once again, if you don't like it, don't listen.
Okay.
So, welcome, boss. This is amazing. Queen City Cinema's finest manager slash runner slash bartender, correct?
Yeah, I just work here. No,
yes, BOSS in the building. My favorite rapper.
So, what
favorite rapper to him?
Yeah, Boss's favorite rapper is Boss. Hell yeah.
But Boss, tell me about the rap game, dude. Is it heavy here in Bangor?
I mean, it's not heavy. I mean, basically, with everything else that's in a scene in this city, you're basically talking about, like, there's not a big enough population for there to be just a rap scene. Mm.
But so, it's just, like, a couple of rappers.
Every music group of people, like the metal kids, need to support the rap kids need to support the metal kids, the cover bands need to support all the other people.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we need to open the cave back up in Bucksport.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be able to...
Shout out to Kathy.
Yeah.
She was great.
Well, okay, here we are. So here we are with Weird Beers. Yeah. Boss has been kind enough to pour them into a chalice for us.
Oh, it wasn't a matter of kindness, it's a matter of trickiness.
Ooh!
Trick or treat, Easter Bunny boy!
So, all right. Wait, are you going to partake? No?
No, I'm not going to
partake. Oh, okay.
Oh, he's working. Remember?
Oh,
he's working.
Sorry.
See, someone's covering the bar.
Yes.
See that, folks?
Yes.
There is a bartender out there that doesn't drink on the
chalice.
Holy shit!
Let's be honest, I'm pre ulcers. I don't drink, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. All so right. Here we go. Cheers, my friend.
Yes.
To the queen of Hordor.
All right.
Hordor.
Oh, fuck. That's a beer. Oh, that is beer. It's... God.
All right, what's your initial thought?
Almonds and, like, weird
that's
fucking...
That's not a bad first note.
Like,
yeah.
Almonds and, like, weird fruit that's dried.
Weird dried fruit? Like what, mangoes and bananas? Or
whatever you get in like the really cheap dried fruit bag at Rite Aid. I don't know.
Pineapples and apricots.
Yes, there's something in there. Okay, so I
got a note of caramel.
It's a stout. I don't know.
It's not
come on.
This is
what do you think?
Light and crisp. So it doesn't have enough hops to be an IPA.
Okay.
I'm not ruling out a session ale, maybe, but it is a specialty ale. There is something fucking infused in this bitch.
Yeah.
And I just can't taste it right now.
Yeah.
Notice, look, you're fucking pounding it. That means that it's not an IPA.
Well, listen, for
it's not an IPA.
It hits you as soon as. Here's what happens. I don't know what kind of notes are in it, but you drink it and you go, this is good. Oh, Jesus. Just to the point where you go, this is really good. It hits you with something weird right on the side slap. Boom.
Give us a hit.
Would you suggest that it starts out as something and ends as something else?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't show us.
No,
us.
Not, yeah.
So,
but
you have to finish first.
I'm going to say, like, you know, you're You're both tiptoeing around parts of it.
Okay. So let's continue to drink.
So it's nutty, and then it's...
See, almondy, dude, that's not a bad... Like, look, you're already getting fucking better at this weird beer.
You know what?
Actually,
you know what? You know how much better at this weird beer you've been? You might have been joking, but you were really right. You laughed at him about it.
What, about almond?
No. What?
Dried fruit?
Nope, before that.
Stout?
Yep.
It's a stout. Oh, look at me, dude! Oh, Josh would be so proud if he's watching. I picked
How is it a stout that you can see through?
Hey.
This is OBC's Ghost Stout.
Oh! Ghost Stout! You tricky fucking bastard!
Honestly, so last week when you had Mike come in, I was actually excited because Josh and I discussed we didn't want to do OBC beers back to back.
Right.
So Mike came in, which means I got to bring this into you.
Nice.
So tell us a little bit about it. I mean, what the fuck is a white stout?
So it is basically like somehow like more or less a cross between like an IPA or a pale ale. It's a pale ale that has a back end that is stouty.
Listen, you fucking
what?
Sandbagging son of a
no.
bitch. You go
so,
down the fucking
so
dude. I know you.
To be technical, it says, Ghost starts as a mellow pale ale and is transformed into a white stout with infusions of cocoa nibs, 44 North coffee beans, and a hint of Madagascar vanilla and lactose.
You were on that
Whoa.
From the get-go.
However, it then says, light in color with a surprising roasty flavor. All your nutty comments.
Whoa.
You sandbagging son of a bitch. You go down to Portland every weekend, fucking sit in the Bari Res and drink all the fucking hipster beers,
yeah,
don't you? Know, fuck.
Here's the best
thank
part.
Thank you, hey,
out.
Boss. Once again, thank you again. That's how beer beers, everybody. Give a hand to Boss.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, I can't fucking believe you.
Little known fact, the only nomenclature I know is stout. I'm not a fucking expert. I don't know. I just go, okay, stout, stouty.
That was unbelievable. Because now that I see the can, and I can taste the notes of a stout,
yeah.
But the look of it, he tricked the fuck out of me. Because no stout I have heard of, you can see through there, Wanda. Wanda, you tell me right now, you give me a stout you can see through, Wanda.
We also mentioned another main rapper, Almond D.
Is that really one? No.
Oh. No, he was the rapper and Herman for a boss.
Dude.
Yo, hey, my name is Almond D, and I'm waiting to say that.
I was like, Heavy D.
Almond D. No, he fills you up throughout the whole day. My name is Almond D.
Listen, I got a fucking story to share with this fucking podcast.
Yes.
Where are we right now? All right.
How are we?
Perfect. We got a great time. We got some interviews coming up. But one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, shout out to Adam Bouchard, boof, from Millinocket. He came up to visit me one night, and we decided to go out, and Luke Turner was with us.
Reading.
What's that?
Sorry, go
ahead. He didn't mean to ding you.
I didn't mean to.
That thing holds so much power. Don't touch that. There's so much power in that button.
Sorry.
So Luke Turner and I are down
yes.
in Poorhouse.
Love myself some Luke Turner.
Two is behind the DJ Scribble Scrabbles.
Oh, that's
and
cool
someone come up to him, a group of guys come up to him and wanted to rap challenge him out in the fucking parking lot.
Yep.
And we went out to the parking lot. He had his posse of fucking 135-pound fucking guys that think they're from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, Luke Turner, on your side. And yep. There was like 10 of the other guys.
By the way, the most two unrappy people I've ever met in my life.
Luke Turner and I couldn't rap battle if we had fucking rapping tape.
I think Luke Turner's maybe a secret Wu-Tang fan, but other than that, I don't think...
Well, no, I'm a fan of rap.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I can rap. I'm gonna fucking dabble-dabble with the microphone and babble.
Let me just reiterate here. The most unrappy people looking... I mean, you guys were some Millinocket. You guys both probably flannel.
We did have flannels, exactly. So we're fucking out there... And this fucking guy, listen, I can't rap, but this guy's like, yo, let me start off first. And he takes a $20 bill out of his pocket and throws it in the middle, right in front of Two.
Yeah.
And Two's like, oh, God, here we go. And the guy continues to rap just like this. I swear to God, it was like, yo, it's the day. It's the night of the day. And Two, this guy thinks he can rap with me, but I'm from Mississippi. And you... can't tell me where to rap and not to. And then two gets, it was awful. It was pathetic.
Yeah.
And then you get.
And that was even worse.
No, dude.
I came on and said, well, let me respond with a little quip.
Listen, you fucking got up there and tore this kid an asshole that was the size of a fucking the biggest asshole out there. You literally gutted him. You were like telling him to go to Martin's and get shopping sales, to get new rhymes. You were telling his mother had a hairy vagina, and you were like rhyming it with fucking Medina, and I don't know what the fuck, but you ripped this kid an asshole. And the funny thing is some of his posse started to turn on him after you laid him out.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, and then they start getting closer to you, and then they followed you in after you had to DJ. I looked at Luke, I was like, what did we just witness? What the fuck did we just witness?
I'm fucking in.
Dude, you gave him more fuckery than anyone's ever got.
The fucking in.
And the kid knew it too. He was just like, after he's like, oh no, let me spit.
We got some interviews real quick. Alright,
story's over.
No.
So I love that story though.
Here's the thing. A lot of people throughout my years have come up to me and go, oh, I can rap. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, I can rap too. And then they go, alright, well, do you want to like rap against each other, right? Which, by the way, rap against each other necessarily isn't a battle. So the funny thing is I gauge what they're doing, and then I got a bunch, I still to this day somehow have a bunch of verses in my head. So I just spit a verse and then add some stuff, but it's not cheating. They just have no verses in their heads. Like, the sun is blue. You're like, no, wait, you already fucked up.
The sky is blue, bro.
The sun is blue, and I'll make you blue, too. And then I'm just like, I just spit a whole rap, and then they're like, oh, shit, all right, well, he can rap. And then, towards the end of it, I talk about their mom's hairy muff.
Exactly. Well, listen, let's get to these interviews. First of all, I'm going to go out and say this. R. Kelly's a piece of shit douchebag. Bill Cosby's a piece of shit douchebag. And Michael Jackson's a piece of shit douchebag. I just watched fucking Leaving Neverland. And if you want the absolute most graphic fucking documentary you've ever seen, listen to those couple guys that got raped by Michael Jackson and fucking listen to them. It's fucking shocking. He's a piece of shit.
Do you want to start with Mike Al Jackson?
Yeah. I want to hear what Michael had to say, because we called these fucking three clown boys out. We called them out. We got a hold of their people. Their people got a hold of us. And then we fucking left nasty messages on their phone and their fucking... I told their agent, I was like, I'm going to stick my fucking thumb up your ass, bro, if you don't fucking come on this show, Two of the Flaves. And he's like, I didn't want that.
So, Mom has a hairy Muppet Martin.
Exactly. So we had to pull some strings with Bill Cosby, since we know he's incarcerated. So we had to do a previously recorded interview with Pill.
We're going
to
bring that up.
Yep. R. Kelly was kind enough to take time out of his fucking creepy-ass fucking day of chaining women to the floor. So he took his time out of his day to come on this show. And also Mike L. Jackson from the grave.
Yes.
So.
Bill Cosby.
Let's go ahead and let's see if we
let's
can get
this
that.
Fired up.
Yeah, get it fired up.
My name is Mike.
All right, we're gonna chew that right up. And listen, there we go. We got Mike Al Jackson about to pop up here. Let's let that warm right up. Now, let's hear Mike Al Jackson's response.
Yeah, hold on. Mike Al, is he cute?
Al Jackson. People believe I died and I've been buried in a grassy haven on my ranch, but that's ignorant. I never once committed death. I've been alive this whole time, in your souls and hearts and in a crawl space. My doctor just gave me enough happy sauce to let me sleep through all the vicious and cruel lies spread about me. 10 years I've been in Minnesota in a farm drain is too long. I have to defend myself. I know you've seen this documentary about me. My brother Tito lent me his HBO on demand, and I am appalled. You're ignorant. It's erroneous. I never had a childhood, and I never touched pee-pees and bee-holes, not ever once. They say I touch boys' hoo-hoos on the train. Jamona! I never would. We rode trains on the trains. They never once rode me. The public wants to be starting something. Saying I'm bad or dangerous. I'm not some crotch-touching, smooth criminal. I'm trying to heal the world. They don't care about us. These kinds of things have always came my way, and I beat it. Watch my documentary, the YouTube one. I have actual, real, credible people. My brother's kids. My old lawyer I paid millions to. He has no reason to lie, not one. He looks like Will Ferrell in Eastbound and Down. Also, on the documentary, my 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. studio engineer. He never saw anything all day. Wade Robson did penis thrusts with Britney Spears. It's horrific. Ew. It's gross. It's totes gross. All will be revealed when I release my new CD. Rest in my bed, not in my lap. I'm here on Two of the Flaves to redeem myself in the public eye. My old maid, she found boys' underwears in my hot tub. But she's a fat bitch. I never ever liked her, not once. Macaulay Culkin, still to this day, says I've never sucked his underthumb. Why would he lie? Just to stay known as the kid from Home Alone? And not another kid who was naked? Home Alone with me? That's ignorant, as Tito. Seriously, my family would not defend me just to make sure they keep getting huge checks from my estate and my royalties. It's simply inconceivable. To my fans, I wanted to let you know that I love you. And next winter, please check out my new movie with Kevin Spacey. Thank you all.
Michael Jackson!
Michael, you lying? You even lie from the grave?
Seriously.
Alright.
R. Kelly, what do you say?
I don't appreciate everybody out there saying that R. Kelly be doing all these nasty things to these girls. I never did. I love girls. Ask them all. Ask them face to face if I ever disrespected any girls. I never did. If I ever, one person asked me in an interview, said, you ever go to the bathroom on these girls? I say no. I never did. I never toot-toot. I never pee-peed on any girl. Ever. In fact, you know, when they say, R. Kelly have them girls downstairs in his basement with the dirty knees all over their pants and they be crawling around like some sort of rat, I say, no, they got the keys to the ignition. You can go to the kitchen. Mama moving that body got every Twinkie wishing. They have anything they want. They have R. Kelly's blessing. Now, if you think for one second that song, Trapped in a Closet, it's a song that I wrote for a girl, a 12-year-old girl that I kept in my closet, that say no. That song's about my kitty cat. My kitty cat, Samson. I threw a ball in there, and he went in there, and he was trapped in the closet there for a month or 2 months. And I said, Samson, where are you? And I couldn't find him. So later on, about a month later, I looked in the closet and there he was. So I wrote a song about him. It ain't about a 13-year-old girl that I had trapped in a closet. No! And another thing, if you think for 1 second that R. Kelly gonna let you boop boop or pee pee all over me, never. I never once poo pooed or pee peed on anybody. Never once. You know, ask that girl. I there's a girl out there at home. She's waiting with a toilet bowl wrapped around her neck. Wait, no, she, no, uh, fuck, no, she's not waiting with a toilet bowl wrapped around her neck. I never pee-peed a tutu or pee-pee a poo-poo on any girl. I love all girls. Girls, they're my inspiration. And you know, mama roller that body. Got every man in here wishing that they could have R. Kelly or be R. Kelly. But nobody can be R. Kelly, you know? Because I'm the number one hip dropper, showstopper, pee-pee popper, poop-poop on your lapper. And I, wait, no, the shit is blasphemous. No, it's irrelevant. It's absolutely baronious, coronious, and it's especially baccaronious. If you think that I took a girl and put a Triscuit duct tape to her forehead and took her hands and wrapped it away with my Air Jordan laces and put it in a dark duck vent or vent duct up in the stairs, and you think I duct tape a Triscuit to her head, you're out of your mind. That I can have all the Triscuits. I give them all the Triscuits. I give them all the Ritz Cracker. I put a Ritz Cracker tied to her Joniqua's toe. And every time she walks, she knows she can get that cracker. No, I didn't do that. Wait, now, see, you're putting words in my mouth. I did not, never touch a girl in any way except for the way that R. Kelly knows how to touch them. And on that, I say absolutely no. I'm innocent of all charges. Did I make a mistake one time on a pee-pee or poop-poop, maybe on a toot-toot, on an admission? Was talking fresh out the kitchen? Maybe I did. But you never know, because it wasn't recorded. Because the on that recording was my brother. My brother pee-peed on that girl. You know, her body was a porta potty. And I just don't think for one quick second that R. Kelly, who once did a Super Bowl, who once had 1,000 hits on 1,000 mountains on 1,000 moons, R. Kelly would never mistreat a girl. Ever. And you know, there's a lot wrong with R. Kelly. My penis is the size of a Vienna sausage that's already got a bite taken out of it. And R. Kelly slapped my own mother in the face and said, "Mama, get that taste out your mouth." And I also did a bunch of bad things. I once put CDs in my pants as a kid and brought them home and listened to them without paying for them. And I also one time had a 10-year-old sit on my lap and I didn't even have a Santa suit on. So for those, I'm guilty. But never did I ever once tell a girl that was born after 1999 to come over my house and tell her parents that they were at the movies. Never.
Wow, R. Kelly.
That's disturbing. That is fucking disturbing. Bill Cosby live from jail.
Yes. Tell him.
Bill.
I would like to talk to you about all these false accusations. I am America's dad, Heathcliff Huxtable. I have 5 beautiful children. There's Theo, Rudy, Denise, Sandra, and the porn star, my beautiful wife, Claire. Now, I also have 5 beautiful children. Ennis and the other 4. And then my beautiful wife, Camille. I've got a degree from Hillman. I'm a doctor. I'm a baby doctor. But really, when you think about it, I'm a lady doctor. I give them a pill to help them relax, and then I examine them thoroughly. And there is nothing wrong with that. Now it's a different time. When I was uptown Saturday night with the Itchy Dan, it was completely acceptable to give ladies the Spanish fly, Quaaludes, Revivino, the button pop, the jello shop, the zip zop, zoomity pop. Pull your pants up, young man. I'm Dr. Huxtable. Now, let me tell you a story. 45 women told identical stories about me drugging them and hugging them and slipping and kissing and all types of nefariously reprehensible mischief making. Now, are you going to tell me that 45 people tell identical stories over the course of 4 decades without talking to each other first and making a blood ad filth on filth? It's too many to be coincidence. Now, what about the other 3.54 billion women in the world? They didn't say nothing. Let me tell you a story. The other day I had my publicist come out and tell everyone that prison is better than his experience. Now that's for one reason. Instead of putting pops, they pop you in the butt. I like butt stuff. Now, let me tell you a story. I took my child to the pizzeria. We decided to get a pizza pie. You had the pepperoni and the onions and the green peppers. It was delicious. Then I want the pizza. And I said, child, don't take the pizza. You're going to burn the roof of your mouth. And the child, what did the child do? The child took the pizza and he put the pizza in his mouth. And he burned the roof of his mouth. And then he took the pizza out of his mouth. And he said, Father, why didn't you tell me that I would burn the roof of my mouth? And I said, child, I didn't tell you you burned the roof of your mouth. But then I felt bad for the child. So I said, child, go and have some of my special barbecue sauce. It will make you feel relaxed and lucid or loosey-goosey and help you forget about your burnt mouth. I definitely didn't fuck Theo in the mouth. Now, let me tell you a story. My eyes used to be straight, but every time I tell the truth about how I definitely did not drug and sexually assault 45 women, my eye gets lazier.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Listen, that is some revealing ass shit.
Wow, what do we have to say about that?
Well, you know, I will say this, it's good to hear their side.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
It's actually one of those things where, you know, when you hear their side, you don't necessarily feel compassion for them.
No.
You kind of make them, you kind of just say to yourself, wow. They're even a bigger piece of shit.
I think in their own way, they just admitted to their crimes. Each one of them slowly just tell us about how they did it. You know, that's crazy.
You know, and I will say this about Mike L. Jackson. If you've never seen Leaving Neverland, just hear it from a friend. Because I can't erase the fucking audio images and they're in my fucking head.
It's crazy. For me, it was like the one guy who apparently did penis and vagina stuff with Britney Spears, right? She, Wade Robson, right?
Wade Robson.
I almost go, all right, I don't kind of believe you. But the other guy who, like, just wasn't, it was like, dude, he has, I feel like he has no reason to lie.
Well, look at it this way.
By the way, they never got paid for Finding Neverland.
No.
They didn't get paid for that. they are going against the estate of Michael Jackson, which, by the way, do it up. And the guy who made the film straight up said, we can't criminally prosecute Michael Jackson because he's dead.
No, he's not. So he's not dead. We just got him.
Yes. I was able to get two people were able to get an interview. Gail, Oprah's friend.
Oh, well, Oprah can do anything.
No. Here's the thing. Gail is almost more powerful now.
What?
She gave away Hummers one day.
I know Hummers.
Use your imagination. You get a Hummer, and you get a Hummer, and you get a Hummer.
Oh, man.
For Christ's sake. No, but anyway, I got an interview. Gail got an interview with undead Michael Jackson, okay? But what I'm saying is, they got no money for the documentary, which, by the way, if you think about documentaries in this year, it's going to be hard to top Finding Neverland. That's probably the top documentary of the whole week. It's not going to be Motley Crue's biopic.
Jesus, I gotta see that. I've heard a lot of funny things about that. Is it good?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
I don't disgrace that. I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly, it's Machine Gun Kelly as Machine Gun Kelly as Tommy Lee. You know? And then one guy who they go, hey, he's on Game of Thrones. By the way, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know him from that.
Mordor!
We'll make him Mick Mars, the old guy, right? And then so there's that, right? And then they're like, let's take a really good actor and make him Vince Neil, who, by the way, isn't interesting at all, really. It's out of the whole group is the least interesting, so let's use the really high-grade actor. Anyway, that's not about that. I'm glad that these guys were able to tell us, you know, what was...
Yeah, well, I mean, I want... Listen.
But no one got money. What I'm saying, the accusers never got money, and I don't think... For example, Wade Robinson is a dance coordinator, okay? Do you think because he went on HBO and said, Michael Jackson touched my under thumb, that he's going to get more dancing? You think Adam Levine from fucking Maroon 5 is going to go, he's the guy. This summer's going to hurt like a motherfucker.
No, listen, seriously, first of all, you couldn't pay me, if that shit happened to me,
like
you couldn't
animals.
Pay me. It took me about 7 minutes. It's the weird beer. I had to think of one maroon.
Like animals. Anyway, sorry.
So, dude, if you think, there's not, okay, if that shit happened to me, there's not enough money in the world for me to go on an HBO special and say the things that they said. I can't even repeat it. Like we can make fun of shit all fucking day. It's kind of funny. Make fun of the people that have been accused in this situation. Kevin Spacey, Jerry Sandusky, pieces of shit like that. It's funny to laugh at them. But at the same time, these fucking people, dude, you think that's what they're... Oh, goody, mom. Listen, I'm going to call all my friends. I get to tell everybody about the time Michael Jackson maybe put his fucking adult penis in my 7-year-old mouth. I can't wait.
You're right. I don't know what they would benefit at all from that. Because it's like... Basically, it's like... What are they going to get out of that at all? You know, it's like, no gigs, no nothing. I don't see how that helps them. Like, I don't think, let's just call the other guy Shane. I don't know the other guy, right? Is Shane going to get a spot in How High 3?
No, he's not.
You know?
He's not going to get a spot in anything. The only spot he's in is a shitty one.
Yeah.
And I hope they get fucking millions.
Me too.
And these girls that have been fucking terrorized by R. Kelly, dude, my wife made me watch that fucking series.
Oh, that series
is awful. R. Kelly literally is a fucking psychopath that fucking chained people to closet doors.
And
you couldn't go and eat food. Like these poor fucking girls. Like,
I cannot wait till the two girls who still stick with him finally go, here's our truth. And then we're going to find out. Because listen, we know
I only love these guys.
And these girls. Oh my god. I didn't beat B on the
block. No, that's seriously though. Like, what the fuck, dude?
The
real sympathists with Michael Jackson, they're like, he was abused. It's like, yeah, we get it. We know the fucking lineage of it. The abuser abuses, and then the abusee. A percentage of it will abuse.
Yes.
I don't know, like a percentage is high. Like, I don't know if everybody that's been abused it turns into an abuser, but I'd say the percentages are higher. So it's like, yeah, in a way it's not Michael's fault, but guess what? Michael's still fucking dead. He's still fucking dead.
R. Kelly one is funny, right? Because his brother gets on there defining the, what is it,
his poor brother's already in prison.
One of the brothers is like, he went through some stuff. He went through some dramatic stuff. And then he, like, almost, he didn't wink, but, like, I saw him wink. Basically saying, like, well, I did some stuff when he was younger. It's like, dude, if you've been abused, by the way, we don't want to make light of the subject. We're only making light of these celebrities that got into power and then used their power.
Exactly. Who used their power to fucking do this.
By the way, what's Bob Barker been doing? Bob Barker's been next to scantily clad women for 65 years doing prices right
now. You ever heard about fucking Bob slipping a finger up a skirt?
No one said, oh, Bob Barker did that. Oh, he did this. Listen, Rolling Stones, they're druggies. They're horrible, horrible druggies, right? They did all kinds of shit.
Party!
No one said Mick Jagger tried to make me have gay sex. They just had gay sex with Mick Jagger.
Exactly.
Consensual.
After the age of 18 to 21 or whatever the fuck.
Seriously.
Like, seriously. For one thing, R. Kelly, I hate him the most.
It's Boulder. It's Boulder Dash, man.
It's
fucking ass.
Bro.
It's
absolute
boulder
dash that they would do that to people.
It's fucking boulder dash.
By the way, games at Queen City Cinema Club.
Yeah, hey, once again, 12 to 12 every fucking day.
Fucking right.
Dude, but honestly, like, R. Kelly pisses me off the worst because it's not like the African-American public doesn't need to be fucking brought down anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if he was doing it to white women, I'm not saying I would understand, but all I'm saying is, like, there's a little angst there between the... You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. All I know is that he's just bringing down his community. He's taking these young African-American women, chaining them to fucking closet doors, and feeding them two Triscuits a fucking week. And he's a fucking piece of shit. But, you know, Bill Cosby isn't any fucking better.
No.
It's like all these people that we look up to, Kevin Spacey, Jerry Sandusky, it's on and on and on. What's a Winehouse? Who's the fucking creepiest of creepy?
Amy Winehouse fucked John Mayer. I'm willing to.
Not Amy Winehouse.
She was beautiful. And then Amy Winehouse was like, hey, I just did a... I just did a spot of...
Harvey Weinstein.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Harvey, I watched the whole thing on him, dude.
Dude, what? I mean, these fucking people... All I know is if you gave Two and the Flaves $1 billion, you think we're going to touch people inappropriately?
No, we're going to rebuild the fucking Notre Dame.
We're going to rebuild the goddamn mosques. And another thing we're going to do is sit in this fucking same fucking studio. We ain't going to change.
Yeah.
We're going to duct tape that fucking phone to that pole.
We're going to
fucking load that goddamn fucking...
We're going to find friends at the show to help us with filming, by the way. Thank you, Shannon, to Jesus.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you wonderful woman. Thank you for that. And I would give props to the man of the hour, but he's had enough tonight.
He's had enough. So real quick, we did a giveaway. The giveaway, bud. And we have a bunch of names. I'm just going to go ahead and rifle through some real quick, some of the supporters of the show that we had listed here. I also found a website. It's just going to... copy and paste all the names. I push a button. It's going to give us a random name. We have a giveaway. We're going to post it in the next couple days as far as what we have. I am still collecting stuff for this stuff from some of our sponsors.
Yeah, so you could luck out and get a whole gift bag from...
By the way, thank you, Sing's Restaurant, right where Heroes used to be, for sponsoring us tonight. They gave us $700 to put this show on. So
and two orders of Crab Rangoon.
And two orders of Crab Rangoons from when they were there from 12 years ago. So thank you so much.
Crunchy.
By the way, they're making a comeback. Make sure you check them out. They're at the old Restore building right next to... Alright, real quick, some of the giveaway people that we had, share some of our posts. We want to shout out real quick. Bobby Sutherland, Jimmy Landry, Charlie Walsh, Josh Brand, Chuck Wright, Duncan Blow, Burt Falero, Carolyn Miller, Aaron Jones, Brandon Miller, Zach Emery, Andrew McDonald, Jason Sober, Philip Smith, Richard Sanders, Mike Tripp, Joe Riley, Gary Porter, Amy Pelletier, Katie Bickford, Joe Crow, Joseph. It just keeps going on, so let me just copy and paste this. Babe, Flaves, want to just do a quick drum roll for me, buddy? Jimmy Landry,
I graduated with Jimmy Landry.
Hey.
Jimmy Landry, hey, you fucking commented on a post of Two in the Flaves and said, Manny boy, how you doing, old Bobby, funny bastard?
Nice.
Fucking how you been? Dude, you shared that post, now you get the fucking flavor pack. Jimmy Landry,
there's
episode 4's winner.
Bunch of stuff. Listen, real quick, Dirty Dancing Havana Nights on VHS is one thing that I got for this. Also, Son-in-Law on VHS. Also, two Chuck Norris movies I've never seen on DVD.
Dude, listen, the Flavor Pack just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's going to be some Main Man Flavors Blueberry Habanero hot sauce in that
pack. That's my favorite hot sauce of all time. You know what I do? I mix it with the ranch. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you do mix it with ranch a lot.
Oh my God.
Carrots.
And the hot stuff, who knows who made that? They're great. But the hot stuff, you put it on a fucking omelet, that's the day made right there.
Ooh, get your butt and gut going.
So listen, I do want to make a quick speech before we close tonight out. We want to thank you for tuning in either right now or later or whenever you do.
Shout out.
We're doing 10 episodes. We're going to have a cleaned up version on YouTube very soon, as soon as the 10 episodes are done. So please stick with us for the whole 10. We appreciate it. Do want to make a public service announcement. That is officially the end of all the sexual accusations talk.
Yay, no more sexual accusations.
No more of any of this.
What are we going to do after now?
You know what? Let's not announce it. Let's just, you know what? It's going to be a surprise next week.
I'm going to attack like a dog in a fucking fence. I'm going to fucking bark. Dude,
you are like,
what's the guy? What's Motormouth Jones' name?
Listen.
You know him.
Sorry,
know
him. A good friend of mine?
Dude, you know him well. What's his name?
I just found a picture of me and him together. Today.
Winslow?
Mr. Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow.
You know what?
Please be a guest on this fucking show.
Celebrity interviews. I could probably, no joke, get Michael.
Dude, listen. You are...
At the very least, a video in call from Michael Winslow.
I would love that. Listen, because honestly, I think you're the most talented mouth
he should have done ever. He should have done the noises for R. Kelly. Beep, beep, and the poop, poop.
Beep, beep. Gonna blow now. Poop, poop.
Running her hands through my hair, even if she don't care.
Triscuit tied to her toe.
And she can't even go. Anyway, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been a great episode.
We had a great show tonight. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that stayed up on this Monday night to listen. And I still don't have anybody down here at 11 o'clock on Monday nights to challenge me at Madden. Please, someone come down here and play me in Madden. I would love to beat you.
I still don't have anybody to challenge me in the Ouija board. And I am looking for somebody because I can channel spirits better than you. Trust me. I can channel all... I just brought Mike L. Jackson to life, motherfucker.
To life. It's a bonus.
What you want for free? That's a Cuckoo Kyle hit. Listen, really quick. The people have spoken. They want to see Butch McGentry back. They want to see Cuckoo Callahan. We got to do that maybe.
Well, Butch, listen, call Butch up and get him on the show fucking next week. I want to know about, because you told me he was traveling. So there's got to be some weird animals where he's traveling. Let's see if he can give us a description of
him. He texted me recently and said he's in Canada.
Canada? What part of Canada?
Montrebec.
Well, there's got to be some sort of bearded marmosuit there.
There's got to be something that he found that bit him.
He gets bit a lot.
Or he gets chased down by bulls.
Hey, we're running out of time, everybody. Hit that music, baby. Yes. Hey, listen, once again, Queen City Cinemas, it's open 12 to 12 every fucking day. Monday night, 10 p.m., Two in the Flame, baby.
Two in the Flame, episode 4 is done. Tune in next week, 10 p.m., episode 5.
Oh, yeah.
Bring some favorites back.